Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, guys. Michigan's defense ranks 35th in the country in yardage allowed this season. We knew it would be taking some time with all the players going to the NFL to kind of get this thing right, but they look bad on Saturday night. They don't look like they're improving. That's the big flag for me. What is wrong with Michigan's defense?
They're not playing physical. This needs to be one of the most violent defenses. And while they're playing against Central or New Mexico or even Wisconsin, like, they're playing a violent style. But then they show up or don't show up against USC. That, to me, is the biggest reason. They just, the physicality wasn't there. They got pushed around. And the second thing is, you look at what they did last year in regards to, it really started to come on second half of the Indiana game, and then Northwestern, Maryland, Ohio State. The defense played really well because they bought into being able to play their 1-11th, understanding how they fit into the defense. Right now, they're not buying into Wink's scheme. And it's, if you're going to do your own thing, defense isn't going to be productive.
Yeah, it's hard to put it on any one thing, so I think physicality is a good all-encompasser. I'd also point out that they've given up some early drive touchdowns.
Oh,
Oklahoma,
yeah.
USC,
drive.
Even
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, and I know the defense settled in, but when you're starting from behind, when you're playing catch-up, it's also a young defense, too. There's just a lot going on there.
All right, Michigan State's coming off what I would say is the worst loss under Jonathan Smith. And a lot of that has to do with the opponent, and it was at home. Is there any way Smith can salvage his career at MSU?
Yeah, I think you're even underselling it. They gave up 38 consecutive points to a team that had already fired its coach, OC, and DC. And you had players on UCLA openly calling out quit factor. Boy, if you're quitting on a coach, you're a dead man walking. Now, I'll play along. Salvage your career. Beat Michigan, make a bowl game this year. And then he keeps his job.
Yeah, and so beat Michigan and win four of the last six. So you end up with seven wins. I even think it needs to be that one above just simply making a bowl game. Now they've got Indiana this weekend. So, all right, I'll say four of the last five. When you're playing some of those teams, will they be big wins for them? Yeah, but there's no team that I don't think they should not be able to beat.
Do you guys think that'll happen?
No.
No.
That's the sad thing. It's just doesn't seem like there's a way that it can really turn around. There are ways, but can those ways happen? I just don't see it happening. All right. But there have been false flags in college football. Maybe there's been some false flags on MSU and they do turn it around. Week one in college football can be littered with false flags. Was Florida State beating Alabama in week one the biggest false flag of the 2025 college football season?
Yes, but I'll give you another one. And it's hard to say because of the team that they were playing, but Penn State beating Nevada. All right, they won, and they look the part, but then Oregon, UCLA, it completely has fallen apart. So I think maybe they were one of the biggest frauds at the start of the season that we didn't know was a fraud at the time.
I have two answers.
That's the definition of a fraud.
Right. Two answers. One that's more of a projection. First, MSU Boston College. Clearly, MSU didn't turn a corner. As significant as that win felt at the time, it's clearly not a big indicator that MSU had figured anything out. The other one is this week. Keep an eye on Georgia Tech. Their win over Clemson has not aged well. They're underdogs at Duke this week. So that may have been a liar, what they did against Clemson. They do not have a marquee win.
How about this one to be a little juicy? Oregon winning at Penn State. Really didn't... doesn't look that great all of a sudden, does it?
And then they lose to Indiana at home by double digits.
And that is impressive what Indiana did last week.
I thought we were just talking about week one frauds.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I could have worded that better.
That's okay.
In your defense. All right. James Franklin was fired after losing to Northwestern. Give me your top three coaching candidates for the Nittany Lions.
The first that everyone's talking about is Kirk Cignetti. He's a Pittsburgh guy. Could he get more money, not just for himself, but his players and coaches at Penn State? That would be the draw. Although he could just steal all their recruits and do it at Indiana. I mean, he certainly is.
Could stay the king of Bloomington.
Exactly. So if not Cignetti, Manny Diaz is the head coach at Duke, former defensive coordinator for Penn State.
Yeah, but did they get it done when he was there?
They did not. And how about a third name? A little wild card. Pat Fitzgerald.
That's my number one. Pat Fitzgerald. Now that everything is settled down there and...
Can I say something about him? Can that university make that hire when there was a little bit of a controversy with Fitzgerald and Northwestern because of the past of Penn State?
Yeah, because I think the character of Pat Fitzgerald is greater than... And they found out he had no idea. All right, so you learn from some things. And okay, maybe he needs to be a little bit more tuned into his players and find a way to do that. But no one is questioning his character or that he was involved in that. So I think Pat Fitzgerald would be actually a scary hire there and what it would mean for the Big Ten. We saw what he did at Northwestern, and you give him more resources. He's a tremendous coach. Matt Rhule, as you know, we've heard and talked about.
So I left him out because he is James Franklin, the guy that can't win the big game. Hey, let's hire the guy who's 2-20 in big games at Nebraska in his career.
So I'm going to give you two other names that I think would be really intriguing. Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien was there. He's the one that brought them out of the hole they were in after Jerry Sandusky. Everybody wants to credit James Franklin. Well, when Bill O'Brien arrived there, they were only allowed to have like 45 guys on scholarship. He's the one that saved that program. And I know he loved it there. I've talked to him at length about his time there, and I wouldn't be surprised to see that happen. The other one, we saw him win a national championship as an OC, and in college he was dynamic. In the pros, he's been pretty good. That's Joe Brady, former LSU OC, now the OC with the Bills. I think he fits better in college.
He's going to get an NFL head coaching gig.
He might, but he's also young and very energetic, and that's what it takes to be a college coach.
All right, I think we're all satisfied that the Lions are 4-2 considering how the schedule looked before the season. However, they're not in first place in their division. Green Bay is at 3-1-1, and the Vikings and Bears are 3-2. Is the NFC North becoming a problem for the Lions?
Well, I wouldn't say it's becoming a problem. I actually think it's a great opportunity because you're going to play those teams and they're going to force you to play good. They're going to force you to be good. They're going to force you to get better so that when you get to the end of the season, you're more prepared for the playoffs. So is it a problem? Yeah, it's a problem in regards to it's just more competitive, but no, I think it's awesome. I think it's a great opportunity.
No more of a problem than it was last year when this division got three playoff teams, including Green Bay at 11 wins and Minnesota at 14 wins. Bring it on.
All right, Jackson Smith and Jigba leads the NFL with 696 receiving yards. Is JSN the most underrated player in the league? And if not, who is?
He is. 13 big plays, leads all receivers, second most first downs in the NFL. It's Jackson Smith and Jigba.
It's him. And part of it is because he's in Seattle. No one this side of the Mississippi really cares about what happens in Seattle. The other one would be his teammate, Sam Darnold. They throw the ball the least, yet he's third in the NFL in passing yards. And with the receiver like JSN, what he did last year, and I know it was discredited at the end of the season because he couldn't win against the Lions, he couldn't win in the playoffs, but I think he's the other guy that is just underappreciated.
I think Smith and Jigba, like, if you look at the box scores the last couple of weeks, he's doing what he did at Ohio State. They're monstrous with tons of receptions and over a .150. It's like
great route runner.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, first team Pro Bowler potentially now. Who would have said that before the season?
Right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
All right, Bucks and Colts are both 5-1. They're the only 5-1 teams in the NFL. Which team has a better chance to make the Super Bowl out of these two?
I think it's Tampa. And I think it's Tampa because once they get healthy at receiver, look out. Look out. Defense, they're not the same Tampa defense, at least at this point, that I think we've been accustomed to, a very dominant defense. But I think they will continue to get better and maybe by the end of the season.
Yeah, I didn't even hesitate here.
Yeah,
I got a quarterback I trust more. When healthy, the playmakers are better. Even the defense, I think there's more difference makers on Tampa's defense individually. The Vita Veas of the world, the Antoine Winfields. I went Tampa. And I think there's a shot they get the one seed.
Yeah.
Well, the state of the AFC is the argument for the Colts. Like, I think that's one of the biggest stories this year so far, is this, how the AFC's garbage right now. And maybe we're all being being fools not buying into the Steelers.
You know what? I mean, Cookies and I had this argument about Aaron Rodgers. And I'm reserved. I always said I thought they were going to make the playoffs. I thought they'd be okay. Aaron Rodgers wasn't done, but I'm just not buying into that they're a – they're a winning playoff team.
I still don't even know they're winning their division. And I know I'm on an island there.
Yeah, you are.
And I'll probably die on another one of these stupid
When are
hills.
You going to bury the Ravens? It'd probably take week 18. That could be like 2-15 or 2-14.
Yeah. All right. Lamar's supposed to be back out of the bye. We'll keep an eye on it. Thursday touchdown, 97-1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.